Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, y'all? Welcome to the Timothy Hahn Show. Shout out to everybody for listening and tuning in today. What is wrong with Switchboard today? This show is actually tribute to Dala. He passed away actually day before yesterday, 21 years old. Saddened by, remember, Dala was on the show back in November. Let me get the actual date when he was on the show. I believe it was Dala was actually 11/3/08. Dala was on the show, and he talked about when he was working on his album, and you know, he didn't have a release date for it yet, but it was called Dala Dear, Dala Dear, Dala Dream. And I was honored to have him on. Shouts out to his family right now, and you know, his siblings. You know, he was a very family man from what he told me on the show, you know. And man, I'll just get ready to have him back on the show. But shouts out to everybody for listening to him, those who are not tuning in. Shout out to you guys too. Shout out to everybody who listened to the Scuzz show. Please support Scuzz. But right now, this is about Dala right now. Dala, I believe, came from, he was a Atlanta-based artist, and he was a brilliant young man, and I had the opportunity once again to have him on the show. I also listened to his music, and I saw another song that that he had out, that I saw the video to it, that the video didn't even make it as of yet. I was first to see it, so one of the first to see it, I'm sorry, and it was on Music Choice, and I happened to hear the other song as well. It was a nice song, and I don't know what happened to it, why I didn't actually start, you know, listening for it, but I'm going to play an interview today by him, and I forgot how to do on shows. I'm going to play that entire interview as tribute to him. Jive Records, of course, The Convict Family, Ray Lavender, Akon, Kobe O'Donis, the entire Convict Family. My prayers go out to you guys. I know he was a part of the family. I had just about all you guys on the show. Doug Morris, of course, for Universal, which is Akon, this should be labeled through. People at BET, I believe it was D'Angelo Johnson, who does booking over at BET. Shout out to you. I read something where you left for a nice comment. When you said, could have sent out a statement regarding him, I know Dala was on the show, Beat 106 in Park. Shout out to the entire BET family who paid tribute to him today as I tuned into BET 106 in Park today. People with Carlos Vega, publicity over at Jive Records, and Tyce Mayweather, everybody over at Jive who, you know, everybody in publicity and PR, promotions, marketing, who push Dala's music out, and of course, Convict, of course, who, you know, had his back 100%. Everybody that worked with Dala, his family, of course, right now, and the show is basically to him, of course. I'm just shocked right now that the situation happened, but, you know. Another thing I want to actually state is that tomorrow on the show will be, we got Shane Sparks coming through, we got Tamara Taji Johnson, George. She was from the group SWV. She'll be here tomorrow afternoon. The show was changed, so she's going to check her out. She was also on Survivor recently, so she made it, I believe, in the top. She was actually in the top five. I think she was number 3 or 4 to leave. Got to get evicted off, voted off, I'm sorry. So she'll be on show tomorrow to talk about that experience and any other upcoming projects for SWV. I want to speak to her when SWV was actually on the BET Awards 2008. And I have to go get in touch with BET. I was viewing their website today, and I believe it was Tina Turner that was supposed to get the Lifetime Achievement, but then they changed it to OJ, so I don't actually know who's receiving it as of right now. But I was hoping for Tina, but I saw the OJ today. But shout out to all the nominees and all the honorees that are going to be there. I'm not for sure if I'm going to be there. It's not... as of yet, I do not know. It has not announced it yet. My team has not set up the information regarding that yet, but I hope for it to be at the BET Awards. If not, I'll definitely be there next year for the 10th annual. Another thing I want to announce is that I'll be down in Atlanta this weekend for the American Talent Association. They're trying to raise some money for the association. I'm a part of the ATA what was that, a fraternity organization that deals with different things from entertainment, communications, and media. I'm part of that organization, the American Talent Association. I'm a huge member of that. I've been a member for so long, and I want to just announce that donate to that organization, a great organization, and helps with scholarships and education funding and student life. It just provides so much funding, and right now it's finally a little close as well because some people are not donating as they used to, so budgets are being cut. They don't want to start cutting budgets. They don't want to start eliminating things. So on for that, we gotta come out to the show in Atlanta and support me, Young Jay, and hopefully some other guests that'll come through. And Young Jay's opening up for me. He's a brilliant artist, and some of the local artists are open for me. Tickets are sold out, but you still can come, I believe, and buy things at the door at the Suplex Lounge in Atlanta. And I'm sorry, in Alpharetta. I'm sorry. Please go out and purchase tickets to that show. We need your love. We need your support. And come out and support it. Back to Dala, of course. I'm gonna jump into another one track before I actually start to distribute to Dala. And I'll be right back. Here's a track by the one and only I believe it's Gladys Knight. We're gonna play her Midnight Train to Georgia, and I'll be right back, guys.
He's leaving the life he's come to know. Ooh.
He said he's going
back to find.
Going back to find.
Ooh, 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 what's left of the world. The world he left behind. Not so long.
All right, that's just a tough thing, though. I'm going to go ahead and play the interview from when Dala was on my show, and I'll be right back. If you feel free to call if you choose to. It was Tony. Here's the interview from Dala that I want to play, and I'll be right back.
Love Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Timothy Hodge Show. Sorry. Welcome to the Timothy Hodge Experience. Thank you for joining us today. On the show today, we have the ladies in music, ladies in hip hop and R&B, and also ladies.
Love Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Timothy Hodge Show. Welcome to the Timothy Hodge Experience. Thank you for joining us today. On the show today, we have the ladies in music, ladies in hip hop and R&B, and also ladies in Kate and Hughes. On the show today, we have Convict Music, John Rex, recording artist Dala coming to say Dala talks about the show, talks about his album. We're going to jump into a track where we're going to rock with Dala.
I know I got you hooked on and love you. Don't get it twisted, we just got
I know, can you slow? I gotta go. Let's take the shower, baby. It's time to door the first time. You got yours, I got mine. By the time I drop you a line, don't tell nobody. Not so rich, but not so pleasant.
Nobody
got to know. I know it sounds crazy.
What's
your
Dollar?
Yo.
How you doing, man?
What up, man? It's Dollar. You all right, boy?
Yeah, man. Welcome to the show, man.
For sure, man.
So, man, I'm jumping to a track by Winnie Akon, and I kind of remember talking to you, man. Hold tight, man.
Okay.
Thank you.
Dollar, what's going on, man?
What up, what?
What's going on, man? How you been doing, man?
Shit, good. Maintaining, man.
That's what it is, man. So, man, being a new rap artist on the news, on the scene, man, who's some of your music influences, man?
Shit, T.I., Andre, Biggie, Jay-Z, as far as rappers go, Scarface, Jada, you know, there's a lot of the dope ones, you know what I'm saying? There's a lot of rappers out here right now that I really don't feel, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of, not even rappers, just music that I'm not feeling it. That's pretty much it, but as far as rappers that I like that influence me, definitely Tupac, Biggie, Jay-Z, Outkast, T.I., that's pretty much it.
Ma, come talk to Tommy.
How has success been for you, man?
Success?
Yeah, how has success been for you?
Success has been good, man. I'm blessed. You know, I haven't accomplished all the things that I'm trying to accomplish, but, you know, it's a blessing, man. I'm blessed every day that I wake up and just happy to just even be able to make music and be able to just be in this business. You know, this business is a headache, definitely is a headache, but outside of all the politics and outside of all the bull that I got to put up with, I love doing music, man, and I'm just happy to be able to do music and relay my message to the other world, the way I see it, to the world.
Right. Now, you're assigned to Akon to the Comic, right?
Right.
How does it feel to be a part of that label, man?
I mean, it's a good thing to be attached to Akon. He's doing big things. He's doing big things. So just to be even attached to that is always a good thing. You know, to be attached to something that's positive and be down with something that's positive is always a good thing for me, man.
Right. All right. Now, I had your label mate on the show a couple of weeks ago, Ray Lavender, man. I had him on the show a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, yeah. That's the homie, man.
Yeah, I had Ray on the show. You got a lot of publicity, man. You got built a pretty huge fan base. Now, how you feel about fame, man?
You know, like I really don't pay that no never mind. You know, I haven't got to the point where I'm out and paparazzi is taking pictures and all that. And you know, I ain't really got to that point. And not to say that I'm not gonna get to that point, but I don't really have to deal with those kind of issues. You know, I still live my life and still go out and still be at the mall, I just left the grocery store, you know. So I still do things regular people do, man, like, because I'm a regular dude. Like, I ain't no different from nobody out there. So I guess fame, I don't know. I really don't even dwell on it, you know. I just go out, like, you know, I go out sometimes with the homies, and they be like, man, you getting on the grill because you famous. I be like, damn, I forget, you see what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah.
So, I mean, let's talk about your new latest album, A Dollar a Dream. What is the meaning behind that title?
You know, before the record deal, before all that, you know, I was involved into the streets, and, you know, in the street life. And sometimes street life is up and down, and I just hit rock bottom. You know, I had that shot, and I was really just had a dollar and a dream. And when I got my deal and when I got into a situation to where, hey, it was time for me to name the album, I just looked back on them times, and I said that's the perfect name for the album. And my name, Dollar, so you know what time is, dude. So that's really the main reason I named the album A Dollar and a Dream, because it literally all started with just a couple dollars and a dream.
Right. Now, on this album, I heard you work with some big names, just as well as the producers and writers. Now, what type of effect do you think that will have on your project?
I mean, it's gonna have a great effect on my project because I got great music done on my album. You know, a lot of times when people pick records, like, you know, the music is important. You know, the theme for the album, like, musically, if it all ties in together, not just lyrically. When I say lyrically, like, I'm saying, like, what I'm saying, you know what I'm saying? But I want the music to all blend in together, you know, like, just all flow as one. So that's real important, and it's a smooth album. I got Julian Bonetta producing on my album. He did 8 songs. I got Polo. I got Akon. I got T-Pain. I got DJ Monte producing on the album. Jazzy Faye. We got a lot of dope producers on the album, and it all blends in together, and it all, you know, it's a smooth ride all the way through.
What was the chemistry that
was
working with those producers in the studio?
The chemistry was great, man. I make good music with everybody. Everybody did a wonderful job and brought, you know, their own style to the table, and I meshed mine with their style, and we got it done. We got real good music. Every song on my album, and I mean this, could really be a single. You know, not only on this album do I just got songs that singles, but I also got songs about, you know, growing up in the inner city and growing up without a father and being the only dude in my household, being a man in my house at an early age, you know, street life and teenage pregnancy and, you know, black awareness. I just talk about a lot of things that is going on in the community. But I also talk about, you know, the songs like Who the F Is That, Make a Toes, I'm Toe Up, you know, things like that. But I also got, you know, another walk to life, you know, ear open.
Now, your new album, how many tracks are on your album, and which track on your album, is your favorite?
I really want to say I have a favorite song. I did a song with T.I. produced, T.I. Mars produced a song on my album that might be my next single after Make a Toast. It's called Role Model. And, you know, I'm just talking about, you know, being a role model, like, you know, kids looking up to us rappers and, you know, just us as individuals. Like, I got a little brother, you know, he look up to me, like just homeboy, you know, just the things you go through growing up and how people look up to you. And I'm talking about the people I looked up to, you know, Tupac, Obama, you know, just all the people I looked up to. So that's a song called Roma. I think that might be one of my favorite songs.
So when is the album in stores?
I don't got a date right now. Right now, we just really working on this single, Make a Toast, and getting this together and getting this off the ground and getting everything back in motion and getting everything back going. You know, I had the single Who the F Is That out, but that was a little while ago. So we just trying to get everything back in motion and everything back afloat. And the song Make a Toast is crazy. And once that take off, like, I know it's going to take off because we got a lot to make a toast to. You know, 09 coming up, the new year coming, the election is coming. So we got a lot to make a toast to. And once that take off, we're going to get it in.
Yeah, man, make sure you send it over here, man, so you can send it now.
For sure, we got to.
But what do you think about the 2008 election, man? Are you going out to vote, man, or?
Definitely. I actually already voted. But tomorrow, you know, tomorrow's the last day to vote, so I'm taking my sister out there. I'm taking my little brother out there, and we going to get them registered to vote, but we're going to get them to get their vote in, and, you know, every vote counts, so. We're going to get it done, man. I'm real excited about the election. Not just excited about Obama running, but just excited about a new president coming in, whether it's Obama or whoever. So I'm excited about that. You know, Bush is out of here, and that's great. All
right, man. Now, your little sister, your little brother, man, they see you out there doing your thing, man, in the music industry, man. Do they have, like, ideas about getting into the music industry?
Yeah, my little brother Scrap actually rap, you know what I'm saying? So once I'm on, he on, you know, but you got to take it one step at a time. Just like Akon did with me, you know, Akon got his situation, and he said, come on, little bruh. And, you know, once I get mine going, then I'm going to say, come on to my little brother. You know, I'm trying to not only just be an artist, but, you know, to help, so I can help my family, you know what I'm saying? Make music and make business ventures and make deals where my family always will be all right.
Now, being a part of Convict, do you feel you have creative control over your project?
I definitely have creative control over my project, and being on Convict may have a lot to do with it because, you know, they believe in Akon, and, you know, they believe that Akon knows how to deliver a good album, and Akon believes in me and knows that I know how to deliver a good album, so I have a lot of creative control. I pick who I want to work with. I pick what producers I want, what producers I like, and we get it in. All right.
Where do you see your career in 5 years?
You know, moving forward, you know, doing music, starting to produce, just gradually growing. I always talk about I'm kind of glad, like, at the pace that I'm moving. I didn't want to be no artist that came in, song was real big, and just disappeared. You know, I came into the music industry, my song came out, and it was a song, and it did good. It did what it was supposed to do. It got my buzz going. So I wasn't, you know, I want to gradually, you know, take them steps. I didn't want to just come in and bam, I got 10 million or some dumb shit, and then it's all over with. I wanted it to gradually grow so my fan base can gradually grow with me.
Right. What advice would you give to up-and-coming talent that's trying to get into the business?
Stay down, stay focused, keep God first, establish a team, you know, cause this, and also, I want a lot of people to understand that music isn't, this music business ain't really just about the talent no more. It's about a lot of politics, and I get frustrated with it a lot. I'm only 20 years old, and I get frustrated with that a lot, a whole lot, because, like once again, like, it's just a lot of politics. Like, I was doing shoot. I was just shooting my video, and I had a shirt on, and then it said, on my shirt, it said, I love black women. And I had to take the shirt off because they were saying, oh, you lose your this audience, and you don't want to create, you know, so it's just a lot of politics. You know, I was here to make music and here to speak to the people and not be no politician. You know, that's, I would have gotten into politics if I wanted to do that. But, you know, it's just a lot of politics. But stay down, stay focused, grind hard, do what you got to do, be humble, and make good music, and then it's going to all come together.
Now, was that the video for the upcoming single?
Yeah, yeah, for the upcoming single, Make a Toast. I actually shot the video in L.A. 2 weeks ago. So everybody be on the lookout for that. It's going to be hitting the state, the MTV, and BET, MTV, and all that in a couple weeks.
Now, who directed the video?
Ty Crawford.
Okay.
Yeah, he also directed the video for Who the Fuck Is That?
Okay, yeah, man, that song was a heavy rotation at the station, man.
You said what?
That thing was a heavy rotation at the station, man. We spent that a lot, man.
Yeah.
What do you think about the industry today, man? And I have to also just give my condolences to it, man. I heard, you know, the suicide was going to happen over the weekend. What do you think about the industry today, man? All the things that's going on, man.
In the music business? What was the question again? I can't hear you, brother.
No problem. What do you think about the industry and where it's going today, man?
I want to shout out to Dollar for that. That was me interviewing Dollar back in November 3rd, 2008. Shout out to Dollar once again. May he rest in peace. I'm going to play the track by Dollar. Dollar's latest track that he was the latest on that he actually ever did. And I love you guys. Thank you guys for tuning in to the show today. We very interviewed Dollar. May he rest in peace. My prayers go out to his family and his friends. Here's Dollar. I love you guys. Stay safe, strong. I'm out. Tune in tomorrow. Shane Sparks and Tamara Taji Johnson will be here tomorrow from SWV. Good night.
Dollar, what you doing, man?
All right, what up, boo, man? What's happening?
All right. I'm about to call Time.
Call Pain. We gonna help you.
I got some.
I got the club with a motherfucker mean. Got them niggas like, who the fuck is that? Can I hop up out the car so clean? Got them hoes like, who the fuck is that? Got a bag like
Right in front of running shoot.